You're listening to SBS News.
At a suburban mosque, a community mourns a local imam who achieved so much in a life cut short by cancer. Sami Agbash expresses the thoughts of so many.
It was a great shock to us. He was an imam, a mentor, he was a teacher, he was a colleague, a friend. It's very hard to, to absorb what happened.
Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdel Azim Ali Afifi is remembered for his work with the old and young, like 7-year-old Tala Amin.
He always used to be friendly with me, and I feel very sad because he passed away.
His death has been marked across the faith spectrum, with the Anglican National Assembly paying its respects with a minute's silence. The federal government has also expressed its condolences. Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge says the Grand Mufti's ability to build relationships with a wide range of people saw him regarded as an effective leader and as a man of peace and goodwill. That's an assessment endorsed by Islamic Council of Victoria Executive Director Nail Akan.
He was not only a community builder, but he was able to be a bridge between the Muslim community and the wider society.
After his election as Mufti in March, the Sheikh told SBS one of his goals was to steer Muslim youth away from radicalisation.
I'll be very happy if I can do something to save our kids and to keep them away from any bad idea.
One of the Sheikh's greatest legacies will be the success of the Al Taqwa College in Melbourne's West. It's now Australia's largest Islamic school, with a student population of more than 2,000 from as many as 35 different nationalities. Founding principal Omar Halak says his counsel will be sorely missed.
He make us, all of us, sad. He's our partner and brothers, and we can solve all the problems together. We miss him a lot, really. And I'm not easy to cry, but I cry for him. And I have a very deep sympathy to his family and children.
The mosque the Egyptian-born Mufti made his spiritual home will host his funeral, with up to 5,000 mourners expected from across the country. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.